Eminem said on his song Lose Yourself that a normal life is boring. An interesting argument. Would you want a normal, boring life or Eminem's life? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal, Sean. If you're enjoying the podcast, and I would invite you to become a supporter of the show on Patreon, the link is in the description. Also, if you're interested in one-to-one mindfulness coaching, then please get in touch. My email is in the description as well. All of us get to a point in our lives where we say, is this it? Is this all my life is going to be? You had dreams and aspirations, and not all of them are going to come true. Maybe you had dreams of becoming a famous podcaster and getting your own show on Netflix about mindfulness, just to pick a completely random example. We can look at our own lives and it might seem mundane or underwhelming. We might look at other people's lives, even people quite close to us, and see that they seem to have everything that we want. It's a really easy trap to fall into in the age of social media, seeing people's lives literally through a filter that makes it seem better than it is. The theme for the podcast this year is releasing your cows, meaning that we let go of the things that we're attached to so that we can live a calmer, happier life. It's easy to cling tightly to our dreams. We get told all the time to follow your dreams, don't give up on your dreams. It's good to have aspirations, but if we attach our happiness to them, then we suffer when everything doesn't pan out as we would like. It's a cliche, but it's really important to try and enjoy the journey of life rather than focusing on the destination. What's the point of grinding towards something off in the future if we can't be happy in the present? And here's the thing, no one's life is perfect. It might not seem like it, but everyone is suffering. Everyone has their struggles and challenges, no matter how picture perfect their Instagram feed might be. The key to enjoying our lives is to cultivate gratitude for what we have, rather than focusing on what we don't have. And this is where mindfulness comes in, being present in the moment without judgment. When we practice mindfulness of our own life, our own mundane existence, we can start to notice the small things in life that we might otherwise overlook. Taking a moment to appreciate the warmth of the sun on your skin, or the taste of a delicious plate of Irish stew, a bird landing on the fence, sharing a joke with a work colleague, a child laughing because Uncle Sean is so incredibly funny. These small moments of pleasure might seem everyday, ordinary, but that's where life is hiding. It's hiding in plain sight in the wonderful miracle of our existence. When we feel gratitude for our little joys, we are walking the path of happiness. So how can we cultivate gratitude in our daily lives? Well, here's a few things that you can try. Gratitude journaling, you can take a few minutes each day to write down three things you're grateful for. And it's helpful to focus on small things like a good cup of coffee or a kind word from a friend. Focusing on these positive moments train us to enjoy our lives more. Grateful breathing. Take a few deep breaths and focus on the sensation of the air moving in and out of your body. And as you exhale, you can mentally repeat the phrase, thank you. It's really simple, but it cultivates joy in simply being alive. And acts of kindness for others bring us a lot of satisfaction as well. You can be a random kindness desperado, doing little things for other people just to bring a little bit of joy into the world. Even your smile can change someone's day. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture. Even small things like holding the door open for someone or offering a listening ear can make a huge difference. The key thing to remember is that joy isn't like the good silverware, something that we only bring out when there's a special occasion. We can apply it to the little things in our small little boring lives, because you don't need to be a world famous rapper or a famous podcaster to have a happy life. I would argue that a simple life of gratitude and joy is more fulfilling than a life of achievement and consumption. But I'm always happy to have Mr. Mathers on the podcast if he wants to disagree. So let's settle into a comfortable position for a guided meditation on gratitude. I'm going to begin with three sounds of the bell. and the usual settling in introduction. We'll start as we always do with our posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. Just taking a moment to enjoy the stability of our posture. And then expanding the spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. Or a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment. Allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness in the breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how your shoulders rise as you breathe in. Your stomach falls as you breathe out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. Breathing in, I enjoy my breath. Breathing out, I feel gratitude for my breath. Enjoying breath, gratitude. Breathing in, I enjoy my sitting. Breathing out, I feel gratitude for my body. Enjoying sitting, feeling gratitude. Breathing in, I enjoy my smiling. Breathing out, I feel gratitude for my smile. Enjoying smiling, feeling gratitude. breathing in. I enjoy allowing my mind to settle. Breathing out, I feel gratitude towards my mind. Allowing mind to settle, feeling gratitude. Breathing in, I enjoy being part of the fabric of the universe. Breathing out, I feel gratitude towards the universe. Enjoy being part of the universe, feeling gratitude. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, we're just going to take a moment or two to check in on our bodies. Notice any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort, just taking a moment to stretch those. Noticing any changes in your mind, and if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And as we finish, I would invite you to begin conscious breathing, breathing in, breathing out one, breathing in, breathing out two, all of us breathing together as a Sangha, community of mindfulness practitioners, and just seeing how far you get. And if that's just a few breaths, then that's fine. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slán a bhfuil, and I'll see you next time.